A controversial cashless welfare scheme has been extended, but not for as long as the federal government had hoped. The Senate sat late into last night to debate legislation aimed at making the cashless debit card a permanent fixture in several sites across the country. And just when it looked like it was about to fail, last-minute changes saw it extended by 2 years instead. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
When single mother Hannah Lacey received a cashless welfare card in the mail, she says her life changed.
If you've been an independent human in Australia looking after your own finances for a long period of time, being put on this card suddenly is actually a big slap across the face.
The program places 80% of a person's welfare payments onto a debit card, which can't be used for things like alcohol or gambling. The federal government was hoping to make four trial sites in Western Australia, Queensland and South Australia permanent, as well as extending the program at Cape York and in the Northern Territory. Critics of the bill started celebrating when Independent Senator Rex Patrick revealed he wasn't supporting the legislation.
The difficulty for me is that the government has not made out its case.
But soon after, Social Services Minister Anne Rustin proposed a last-minute compromise aimed at swaying another crossbencher, Centre Alliance's Stirling Griff.
We cannot stand by and allow these communities to return to the levels of disadvantage and dysfunction that were so prevalent before their leaders had the courage to come to government and ask
Order
for
on the, left,
the cashless
please.
Debit card.
The government moved amendments to extend the program in the trial sites for 2 years rather than permanently, and to make it optional for people in the Northern Territory to move on to the cashless debit system from the existing basics card. Senator Griff ended up abstaining from the crucial vote, allowing the amended bill to pass, prompting questions to the minister about what had been decided behind the scenes.
The deal that I did on this legislation was with the people that I spoke to who asked me to continue this.
Even with the changes, the passage of the legislation has been welcomed by Laverton Shire President Patrick Hill, who says the trial of the cashless card in WA's Goldfields region has made a positive difference.
When we had the cashier around town, there's a lot of gambling going on, and it was all a lot of spent on alcohol, and it just destroyed lives.
But Cheryl Axelby, the co-chair of Aboriginal-led justice organisation Change the Record, says the program discriminates against Indigenous Australians.
It's also very shameful, and in the context, it's embarrassing. So what it does, from what we heard from community members, it actually further punishes them.
Anne Rustin rejects that and says the government still intends to make the trial sites permanent. Hannah Lacey recently got permission to leave the cashless debit system and has a message for the politicians who'll be considering the future of the scheme next time around.
I really, really believe that if such big decisions like this are made and set in place, the people that determine this really need to give it a go themselves.
Queensland woman Hannah Lacey, ending that report from Jade McMillan.